This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, that certainly got interesting late in the game last night. Welcome to the program. The Eagles are teetering here. Hour one on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. And this first hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover. The Discover credit card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, like Fritzy, apply. Good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thanks for downloading the app. Our streaming partner and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, part of the DP Show lineup. Pacers guard Tyrese Haliburton a little bit later on. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will stop by as well. The Seahawks came back, beat the Eagles. A 92-yard drive led by, of course, Drew Lock. Drew Lock wasn't sure he was going to be playing until about an hour before the game with Geno Smith, and got in there and took him 92 yards, the game-winning score with 28 seconds to go. That was Seattle's longest touchdown drive of the season. Now, prior to this season, prior to what the Eagles have done, losing three or more games in the month of December, there have been three teams who made it to the Super Bowl in spite of doing them. The 1989 Broncos went 1-3 in December. The Colts in 2006 went 2-3 in December. And the 2012 Ravens went 1-4 in December. Of those teams, two went on to win the Super Bowl. The 06 Colts, they beat the Bears. And the 2012 Ravens beat the 49ers. But with the Eagles, you're starting to go, okay, what are the problems here? And can they be fixed in time for this team to still, A, win the division and not going to be the number one seed now? Now you got to hold on for dear life that you're able to hold off the Cowboys and have home field advantage as well. Here is Jalen Hurts, who flew cross-country under the weather on a private plane to be able to get there to start for the Eagles last night, and what he said about his teammates.
We didn't execute. I don't think we're committed enough. You know, just got to turn it around. You know, it's a challenge that we have to embrace. Just continue to see it through.
Okay, he wasn't hit once last night in the pocket. He wasn't sacked once. And he's saying we as, you know, my teammates and me, but, you know, instead of saying, you know, I need to be, but when you say we, now all of a sudden you're like, okay, wait a minute here. What's he talking about? Here's another exchange that he had with the reporter after the loss.
What do you mean by that, about being committed or not?
Commitment. I don't know that I had a dictionary on me now. I don't know how else to say that.
I guess, how are you seeing that present itself?
Just, you know, it's a matter of being on the same page. It takes everyone being all in all aspects, and, you know, it starts with me.
Okay. Now, you can, you know, maybe slice that, dice that, and come up with something a little bit more that he's trying to say, or maybe he shouldn't be trying to say. Because when you say our commitment, we, then all of a sudden, if I'm a reporter in the room, I'm like, who are you talking about? Aside from you, who are you talking about? If you really want to go a little deeper dive with them. You can hear it in his voice. He doesn't have much energy. Even when he scored his touchdown, he had ran for another touchdown, which he's done really well this year. He didn't even want to celebrate with his teammates. It looked like he was really, really low on energy. He can run the football. I still hold out some doubt about him being in the pocket and being able to lead the team in the pocket like that. A wonderful talent and, by all accounts, a good kid. But, you don't get hit. You don't get sacked. You should be winning those games. Now, that pass defense is going to be an issue. That's a bigger issue to me. And they've tried to, pick up some players here, but it doesn't look like that. I mean, look, Drew Lock had a great night, good for him, but you shouldn't be being carved up by Drew Lock at the end of the game. You shouldn't be. And letting, a receiver get behind you for a touchdown. Because they're not, getting in field goal range at 17-13. They have to get behind you to score a touchdown. And, a perfectly thrown pass, great catch, all of those things. But great teams don't put themselves in that position. And that's what happened with Philadelphia last night. It was one of those games where, and it was, Philly was giving three. And I said, home dog on a Monday night, and especially in Seattle. Now, I thought Geno Smith was going to play. If I had put that bet down, then it'd be like, oh, man, am I in trouble? Because Drew Lock is not as good as Geno Smith. And, they started out slow, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, they're hanging in here. Well, it's because of that crowd. And Peyton and Eli talked about that. That's one of those places that you can try to maybe reenact what it's going to be like, but until you get there, and even being on the sidelines, not even playing, that truly is a home field advantage. Buffalo is the same way. There's certain places. Christian McCaffrey talked about just the noise level and trying to hear, making sure that the play you're calling is the right call, that you're hearing the right call there. But that place is, that's why they have the 12th man that they celebrate there. All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Poll question, Seton, what are we going to go with first hour of this award-nominated program?
Well, we've got a couple versions of essentially the same poll question.
Okay.
One version is the Eagles are ... in some trouble or just fine, relax. That's a Todd Fritz poll question.
Okay.
Just fine, relax. We have another version of it saying last night's Eagles loss was ... troubling or NBD. That's a Paul Papp's poll question.
I think the Eagles are in a little bit of trouble here. Mm. I think sometimes you can get – you're on scholarship. And it felt like Philadelphia on scholarship. Hey, we went to Super Bowl last year. Relax. Everything's okay. We got a running game. And we got some good wide receivers. Got our tight end back, our quarterback – our line is as good as anybody. We got a really good defensive line. Okay, the secondary's not that good. Relax. And then all of a sudden you go, this isn't like the 49ers. The 49ers were missing Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams. So it wasn't, hey, our scheme or any of that stuff. This was, you're missing two Pro Bowl, quality players. And they came back, and then everything seems to be right again. With Philadelphia, is there any magic that's returning? And it's time where they understand, hey, we're not what we were last year. We're not as good as we were last year. Can you right the ship? Yes, we've seen teams do this. But a lot of these teams, you go into December or in mid-December, now you're already in playoff mode. Some of these teams you're going to be facing. Like Seattle has to win that game. Philly can be like, okay. Now it's a little bit more of a struggle with Dallas. But I think there's real issues here. Yes,
it feels weird to say that a team that just up until a few weeks ago was 10-1 is now in trouble. But how many teams can lose this many games in December and then go on to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, two have done that. Two have done that in the last 20 years. I think there's a bigger issue here. And also, they allow teams to stay in games. That which to me, like the Niners blow you out. Philly doesn't do that. And I think that's a little bit more troubling, that it's week in and week out. It's like, you know, we're winning by three, we're winning by six, you know, we're down by four. And I know that's what the NFL is. And Kansas City has been able to do this, that they're barely winning. They keep you in games, but they do win those games. If you have close games and you win close games, okay. It's when you don't, now all of a sudden you're going, and these are three losses in a row. San Francisco had their dip, but they could blame that on injuries. Philly can't do that. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the Niners are 11-3. The Eagles are 10-4, but they don't feel at all like similar teams. The Niners have outscored their opponents this year by 191 points. As of this morning, the Eagles have outscored their opponents by 18 points.
Yeah.
Like right now with your mind, isn't it hard to picture the Eagles winning that game straight up, especially because it's going to be at the Niners if they played?
Oh, yeah. I think San Francisco, the way they're playing, as long as they're healthy and they're at home, then you're going to have a different outcome than you had last year in Philadelphia. Any other poll questions that we're mulling over?
Yeah, right now we could go with following the Eagles' struggles, team I have the most doubts on about going forward.
Mm.
People are doubting the Eagles right now, obviously.
Yeah.
Buffalo. They're resurging, but there's still some question marks there.
Yeah, they're not even in the playoffs right now. But people are going, man, Buffalo's going to be dangerous. Well, not if they don't get in, they won't be dangerous. They have to win out. Now is when you have to know math. Okay?
Uh-oh.
I know.
Dan.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I know. Now is when you have to be a math major. It's like, okay, here and then there and then tiebreaker and then point differential and then in the division and it's a word problem here. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, the popular thing right now is, oh, I thought the Bills were dead. Huh? What happened? I thought that. Pretty sure they still are. Pretty sure they still are dead. They need a lot of help.
They do. They need a little bit of help here. Yes, Paul.
The Bills need help. They need the Jaguars, Bengals, Colts, and Texans. They need two of those teams to lose a game to put them in the playoff picture.
Okay.
Two of the four teams need a loss. Because right now, Buffalo at 8-6 is behind Houston, Indy, Cincy, and Jacksonville all at 8-6 with tiebreakers.
And Jamar Chase has a separated shoulder, so he's going to miss a couple of games for the Bengals. Yes, Seton.
Let's see. Yeah, we have Buffalo. We also put the Chiefs on there. People have some question marks about the Chiefs.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, five losses this year is probably two more losses than I thought they would have. But, you know, you're seeing Patrick Mahomes still make great throws. He just doesn't have receivers making good catches. And, you know, that's another thing where you win a Super Bowl. I mean, they've been playing high-end football. It just feels like they're not a high-end football team. Doesn't mean they can't go back to the Super Bowl because you have Mahomes. But even Kelce. Kelce's dipped a little bit here. And, you know, my performance when I was on SportsCenter dipped when I was in love, too. You know, so,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so,
I remember that time.
Yeah, I had a rough stretch. And, you know,
a couple of highlights, back-to-back packages, and it was...
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of the viewers were upset with my wife, you know, that she was ruining SportsCenter for them. So I know what, you know... Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce might be going through. Yeah, Paul.
You pronounce Isringhausen wrong twice in a row.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Random.
Yeah. Petri Skriko.
Oh.
You know, sometimes.
Never forget.
Ilka Sinisalo. Sometimes I was like, oh, what am I thinking? I'm in love. Well, that's what happens. The backlash is going to happen, though. It's going to. Taylor's going to get some backlash. She is. Let's see. So we'll get to phone calls coming up. Operator, standing by. 877-3DP show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. The transfer portal is alive and well. This is a real, you know, college football in the offseason is not always that interesting, but it is now because you're going, wait a minute. He's staying. Oh, no, he's going. Oh, wait a minute. He was going to Ohio State, then Georgia. Now he's going to Nebraska. You really need to follow it. It's pretty incredible. And for everybody who goes, you know, I hate this, you know, players being able to go where they want to go. Well, we hate it because it hurts our viewing patterns here. Like, I didn't know DJ Wayangalele is transferring from Oregon State, maybe to Florida. Okay. Like, you'll figure it out eventually. I mean, it's not like college basketball where we don't know anybody. We know the great players in the women's game because they're staying. But a one-and-doner or going to the G League, you get to March Madness, you go, man, that guy, I really like him. Yeah, enjoy him because he's gone in a couple of weeks. At least with college football, they still have to stay 3 years. But it used to be you had to sit out a year. Imagine if you said to a coach, hey, coach, if you want to take that other job, you can, but you got to sit out a year. Well, you're going to go, no, come on. Can I go work at ESPN and then go there? But, you know, we said to players, you want to transfer, got to sit out a year. So then they're like, all right, I don't want to sit out a year. Now they don't have to sit out a year. Is it chaos? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But these are grown-ups that allowed chaos to happen. Nobody saw this. And then until they did, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute here. Transfer portal is here. Now you're getting this. Players are saying to the collectives, I don't want to get specific here, but some players will say to the collectives, hey, I'll stay, but here's my price. So they're renegotiating their price to stay. Because it's happened where, like, your Heisman Trophy winner was at Arizona State, and all of a sudden he ends up at LSU. How? Take a guess. Well, now some of these players are saying to the collectives, hey, I'll stay, but I need this. They're getting a raise. It's business. That's what this is. It's all business. Yes, Marv.
And could you imagine if you're a recruiter from maybe Texas and you lost your running back to Oklahoma and you're like, wait, you're unhappy? Come on. Let's make up for lost time. Come back. Just come back to me.
Come on,
there's always a chance.
Yeah.
So whenever guys lose a big-time recruit, they're like, hey, let him watch him.
But
he might not play.
I wouldn't be recruiting. I would just do transfer portal.
It's more important these days.
Like, I already know that person can perform in college. I don't know if you can when you're coming into college, and I might have to wait a year or two for you. I would be transfer portal. I would be drunk with the transfer portal. Come on in. Yeah, because you can play. But you also need to have somebody who has some money backing you up. Like Nebraska getting the number one college player, Dylan Raiola. His dad went to Nebraska. He's a legacy. He was going to Ohio State. Then he's going to Georgia. Now he's going to Nebraska. I don't think it's one of those where he went, you know, dad went there. Maybe I should go there. I'm assuming Matt Rhule has a sugar daddy. I'm assuming. Yes, Marv.
If I'm Deion Sanders, I'm going to Wisconsin. I'm going to the Maction. I'm finding the best offensive lineman I could possibly find.
Well, he's doing a good job with that. He's getting some linemen there. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, why would you go to Ohio State or Georgia when you could play for the Cornhuskers? It's like an obvious decision.
Damn.
Well, Carson Beck is coming back to Georgia, so that's why he was going to go to Georgia. Now he's going to Nebraska. All righty. Let's take a break here. We'll settle on our poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. Our good buddy Ross Tucker coming up a little bit later on, and Tyrese Haliburton from my Pacers will stop by as well. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I was watching some NBA last night. Knicks over the Lakers at Los Angeles. The Timberwolves have the best record in the NBA, by the way. The Clippers scored 151 points against the Pacers. Great timing for us. Tyrese Halliburton is going to join us.
Not great.
Yeah. He should be in a great mood after that. That's eight straight wins for your Clippers. And James Harden had a nice night. Joel Embiid put up 40 in a loss to the Bulls. Oh, my God. How do you lose to the Bulls? Bulls should have been relegated years ago. They should have. Paul George playing well, yeah, so watching a little bit. LeBron had another triple-double. That's 109 in his career. Wasn't enough as the Knicks beat the Lakers. LeBron's the only player in league history to record a triple-double in his 21st NBA season. He has two of those this year.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. LeBron's going to hold all the old guy records in the NBA. Just like, you know, Tom Brady with the NFL, all the old guy records. How many guys have played 21 years to then have an opportunity for a triple-double? Yes, Marvin.
This is the point where you see a whole bunch of Clifford Robinson references. Him and Vince Carter, probably the only guys that played 21, 22 seasons.
And then they hung their banner. It was a brief ceremony.
Championship hangover. Yeah. It was a hangover.
Yeah, you can understand the loss. The Lakers were emotional from the pregame banner raising.
Well, it takes a lot out of you.
Crowd was all into it.
Yes, yeah.
They put it. All right. They put the in-season banner way too close to the title banners, the real title banners. It should have been in a secondary area, like Loge 2 or something.
Or maybe where the celebrities go when they go before the game or at halftime. Like, you could have the banner in there and let people touch it or something. But don't have it out in the arena. Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Put it next to the Clippers banners.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. Well, they're going to get their own arena, though.
Where they still have no banners.
That's okay, true. Cool.
Yes, all Pacific Division champs. Yay.
Well, they can't even say that. Yeah. Yes, Seton.
It's funny that in like sports, they don't have, there's the championship banner, and then there's an in-season tournament banner, but nobody cares if you have the best record during the season. Mm-mm. Like there's no like, which is really what the whole thing should be, is who wins the most games during the season. You're the person that's the champ. That's really what it should be. But instead, there's the in-season tournament, then there's the champion of the playoffs, basically. But nobody cares about actually what your record is.
No, and I think it happened with San Antonio, where Greg Popovich didn't care if his team had the best record.
You don't have to.
He wanted to make sure that they were rested to go into the postseason so they could win. And or at least they, you know, that's what mattered more than just, hey, I'm going to have these guys play 80 games.
Yeah, we didn't win the most games, but we were the champions.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Paul.
I'm watching the emotional video of the banner being raised at the Lakers game, and I don't know what it's, crypto, whatever it's called these days. It says L.A. in-season tournament champions. Like the you see champions really big on the banner, and then in-season tournaments in a much smaller font.
Yes, yeah,
did the league make them do that?
I think so.
Now, they did, right?
I tried to find this out with somebody, a source, that it felt like, I mean, you're the Lakers. You don't celebrate an in-season tournament. But it was, we need people to understand how important this is. That now, I didn't get anything of any confirmation of that. But I did ask that yesterday. It's like, you know, because Barkley was on the show. And he's like, man, I'll go out there and, you know, I'm going to rip them on the air if they raise that banner. Well, they raised the banner. But I wanted to know if the NBA said, no, you're celebrating that. Wait, that's why they said it was a brief ceremony.
There's a lot of dry eyes in the room. Let's put it that way. A lot of 20,000 dry eyes.
There wasn't a wet eye in the room.
No one's going to the tattoo parlor going, I got to get the 2023.
Yes, Todd.
Where would that rank next to a play-in tournament or a wild card champs? Someone walking around with your team wild card champions, and then you bow out in the divisional playoff.
Yes, Marv.
You know what? It depends on what franchise you are. If you're the Clippers, you raise a division title. You raise a NBA Finals participant champion, you know, banner. Like, the Cleveland Cavaliers have, I'm certain, division championship banners. The Lakers and the Celtics do not. The Knicks.
I mean, if I'm the Cavs and I have Eastern Conference champs, and you were the Eastern Conference champs, you know, with that franchise, you know, before they won, yeah, I could see celebrating that, just like the Pacers. If the Pacers won the in-season tournament, I said that they should raise the banner. They should have a parade. That, let's celebrate something here. And because they haven't had opportunities, you know, you went to an NBA Finals, you have some ABA titles there, but you got a chance to celebrate, and you like this, you know, young roster. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, the Colts also, I think they have an AFC championship, you know, participant banner.
It doesn't say participant.
It doesn't say. I don't think
it
so.
It doesn't say participant.
I don't think so.
It says AFC championship finalist.
Well, we told Memphis to celebrate their summer league title.
These Bears don't hibernate.
Yeah. I'm like, celebrate it. You know, I mean, any reason to celebrate, do it. Unless you're like the Celtics, you know, shouldn't be doing this, or the Lakers shouldn't be doing this. Okay, how about the Knicks?
Oh, they should be doing it.
You think so? In-season tournament, would they be raising a banner at the Garden?
They need to. What banners have they raised?
If they were runner-up, would they have had a runner-up in-season tournament banner?
I'm bringing the 94 Knicks back. Derek Harper, John Starks, you guys come back. Give them their friendship bracelets instead of championship rings, and let's celebrate.
In-season finals banner?
Yeah.
Sort of like Final Four, like you do if you made the Sweet 16, you throw that up there?
Well, we did see them when they beat Trae Young and the Hawks that playoff game, and they had, you know, they were guys out there with their shirts off dancing in the street.
There's a parade, I think.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, let's stop talking about the Knicks like they're the Celtics or the Lakers. When LeBron, Zion, Chet Holmgren, Wembanyama, when they go to the Garden for the first time, they don't play the Knicks. They play at the Garden. When you play the Celtics, you play the Celtics. You don't play at TD Garden, or you don't play at Crypto against the Lakers. You're playing the Lakers. They don't play the Knicks. They play at the Garden. The Garden is the star.
Okay. Well, you know, the old Boston Garden used to be the start. Now the TD Bank, you know, garden is not the same.
The old Fleet Center, please.
Yes.
They're like, oh, it's a new garden, please. You guys named it the Fleet Center at first.
Yes, Paul.
Imagine the Knicks won the in-season tournament, and they bring back the same people, those same workers who raised the last banner. You know, the last time they put up a banner there, and it's a couple 95-year-old construction guys, tech guys on the scissor lift up there, breaking a hip.
Yeah, I remember when we hung this one back in 1970. Well, it's been a long time.
Oh, please.
Yes, Todd.
It's pretty sad putting up that banner, and I'd really like the commissioner or someone that is responsible to have to speak publicly about why they're doing that, the sham of hanging that up.
Are you calling out the commissioner of the NBA right now?
I don't like how they're trying to instigate or
I don't know that.
I feel that there was definitely some kind of behind closed doors. We got to make this sound like a really big deal, including hanging the banner and confetti and make sure the players are all really excited even more than they may actually be once whichever team wins.
Once again, I don't know that.
I get that vibe.
I don't know that, you know, it was confetti and, you know, any of that stuff. But I would save my anger for another topic there than that one. I don't want you dying on that hill. I don't want you dying on that hill. Okay. Other things you might be more passionate about than the in-season tournament.
I mean, this is a joke!
In-season tournament banner.
I know. Lakers
of all teams.
I know. We've discussed this for a couple of weeks. It was just, I watched it, and it felt like maybe the commissioner was saying, no, you're going to celebrate that, right? yeah. You know, when you're encouraging your child to do something, like you're going to get good grades, right? Or we don't have a car to drive, right?
There is something, though, about the, like, not the headline today, but one of the topics being the Lakers lost on in-season tournament banner night. You're like, okay.
All the fans were excited for the big night, taking your kids.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. I saw them raise that banner.
The Knicks spoiled the night winning. Yeah, Paul.
I looked up embarrassing banners of professional teams, which is a very niche category. The 2014 Colts were the AFC finalist, and they hung a banner. They lost 45-7 to the Patriots in that game, but they still hung the banner because they were a finalist. They're in the AFC title game. There's no way Peyton signed off on that.
They went to the AFC title game.
Correct. They got waxed.
And they got a banner.
Yeah. It says 2000 AFC finalist. The word finalist is on it.
Oh, wait. They should have raised that. Isn't that Deflategate?
Yeah.
Oh, snitches.
That banner hangs a lot of weight there.
They should have made it a little bit bigger, you know, like fuller, maybe inflate it a little bit. Yes, Todd?
I'd have the banner made out of helium, and then there's a slow leak, and then eventually it just goes to shreds and just falls down.
Thank you, Todd. Okay. Yes, Paul.
What I always find weird is you ever see whenever a team makes the Super Bowl, they sell AFC and NFC title game winning T-shirts for that 2 weeks. You go to NFL.com and you can buy them. Why would anyone buy a shirt without knowing what the result of the Super Bowl is? Like, are you going to you're gonna wear that for that little two-week window? We're the AFC representatives in the Super Bowl.
Only any reason to celebrate. That's if you're a fan.
I haven't had the opportunity to buy one of those shirts.
Yeah, you're a Bears fan. Yeah. You're still buying 85 Bears stuff.
Remember them in 85?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. It was a good run that they had there.
Yeah.
1 year.
Maybe we could make, like, Week 14 champion shirts for the Bears. Like, hey, we got to win Week 14. Week 14 champs.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
You can't buy or wear your favorite team's AFC or NFC championship game, participants, finalists, whatever, knowing the result of what happened there. Or even buying it ahead of time.
You never bought a Bronco T-shirt?
I was tempted to many times, unless something was given to me. But I'm not going to wear something right before the Broncos got killed against the Giants and what used to be the Redskins or 49ers or that Seahawks Super Bowl. It would be ridiculous to wear the Super Bowl shirt.
Would you have bought something at the Super Bowl prior to the game when the Broncos got blown out in those three Super Bowls?
I think I would wait for the outcome, and then I could just get it online or something. And that's just...
You would show your support by having
Broncos stuff
AFC
on.
Champs.
I don't know, but I don't think I'd wear AFC champs. I'd wear some previously purchased Broncos gear, and I'd be in my own, my orange and blue. But to get something and then getting
killed.
You've
worn a Carl Mecklenburg jersey in
here. I have.
Like, any reason for you to wear Bronco gear, you do.
To wear a Super Bowl shirt or something and when you lost like 42-10 or 55-10?
Yes, Marvin.
Insane.
If you're a Lions fan, I'm buying an NFC championship shirt.
Sure.
I think it depends on the, like, all of this, it all depends on the franchise to me. If you've never seen your team even get close to the title game, let alone win the conference.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Like if you're a 49ers fan or Patriots, Steelers,
no,
or whatever,
you're not doing that.
You're not doing that.
No, no. It depends on the franchise.
Right.
That's why I, going back to what I originally said about the Pacers, if they won the in-season tournament, it's a big deal. Banner night, and we're going to have a parade. Now, maybe it's just a parade around the arena, but that's okay. That's, you know, very quick parade. Like five cars, but that's okay.
Drop tops in the winter?
Yes, okay. You can do that. Yes, Paul.
Here's one. The New England Patriots back in 07 put up a banner that said, New England Patriots 16-0 regular season record. Like they were celebrating their regular season record.
Mm.
They put that up before they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Why? They went 16-0.
They did. They did.
Don't you just hold the banner and twist the six upside down? You know, if you already bought the 16, let's hold that bad boy until we win 19-0.
But they didn't.
They did not.
They did not.
16-0. I wonder if it's still up there checking.
They did not. You know, I'm looking back on the Giants, and Eli Manning talked about this, where the Giants had to win their final game of the regular season. In the 2 years that they won the Super Bowl, they got in, they had to have some help, and they won their last game of the season. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame career because of that. If they don't get into the playoffs, Eli Manning is not and he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but they were 10-6, and then they were 9-7. But they were in playoff mode when they got in. And I think that's really the key part of that. They were ready to go because they had to be ready to go because they were playing for their playoff lives during the regular season. All right, we'll take a break. We've got our play of the day coming up next. Your phone calls as well. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you can also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Oh my God!
The play,
the play's gonna play
of the day.
Water left like nine.
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Block from the shotgun. JSN is wide to the far side. Drew looks, throws that way. Got JSN. He reaches up, makes the catch. Touchdown! Seahawks! Holy catfish! What a throw by Drew Lock! What an over-the-shoulder catch by Jackson Smith and Jigba!
Holy catfish! Seahawks Radio Network. Drew Lock's first game with multiple touchdown passes since Week 17 of 2020. Very emotional after the game, getting a chance with a late scratch with Geno Smith. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on every purchase. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member, FDIC. Get some phone calls in here. You know, it was a fun bowl game yesterday afternoon. It was one of those, oh, by the way, oh, is this live? Yes, it is. And Western Kentucky against Old Dominion. They're down 4 touchdowns at one point. But that's why they play 4 quarters. And then their starting quarterback got ready for the draft, so he wasn't going to play. Then the backup quarterback, I think, got hurt. And then the third-string quarterback, who was told to transfer, but if he stayed, they were going to make him into a tight end, comes in and throws 5 touchdown passes yesterday. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, Caden Veldkamp. Veldkamp.
Veld!
40 of 52, 400 yards, 5 touchdowns in the famous, probably the greatest famous Toastery Bowl of all time, right, Dan?
I think so.
Yeah.
The first one, the inaugural, but man, was that a lot of fun. And a great payoff there. It was one of those where I'm watching, and then I left, and then all of a sudden, Paulie goes, hey, bowl game heating up. I'm going, oh, what's that mean? And then all of a sudden, it's 35-28, and I go, oh, wow, all right. And got to watch that, so it was a little bonus. Thank God for people like Paulie. No, thank God for Paulie, because Paulie will watch those games sometimes where you go, let me know when it gets good. And then he'll go, he'll text snug, like it's getting really close. And you go, all right, yeah, here we go. He'll say ESPN2, snug. And I'll go, all right, well, let me see what we have here. So Old Dominion, you know who had Old Dominion yesterday? Dylan the graphics guy.
Oh, they're Dominion. Up 4 touchdowns.
You can't even bring it up to him. He's bummed out, a little distraught there that he had ODU, and I think the backroom guys were texting him during the game. Hey, you got – Mario is the king of going, hey, you got this, and then you don't have it. So he's done that a couple of times to Dylan. Yes, Paul.
So this bowl game wasn't really even supposed to happen. It was supposed to be the Bahamas Bowl in the Bahamas, of course, and there was something wrong with the stadium. So about a month ago, ESPN and college football had to pivot and find a stadium and a sponsor. The famous Toastery stepped up, and these two teams played in Charlotte. What a day.
Jay in Mississippi. Good morning, Jay. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Happy holiday.
Yep.
Had a quick question about the NIL you guys had touched on earlier, and Marvin brought up Texas, I think, is a perfect example. Let's say they don't want Arch to leave because Quinn Ewers is on the fence. He might be coming back. He might not. What if they tell him, hey, you can come back, but we're not going to renew your deal? As opposed to the other way around where, you know, everybody's renegotiating these days or re-upping. So I hope you guys have a great rest
of
the week.
Wait, Jay, you're trying to get Quinn Ewers to leave?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if they don't want Arch to leave? Nobody wants him. Nobody wants Quinn Ewers to leave.
Yeah, but Quinn got you to the Final Four. Sure. Arch is an unknown. I mean, we know him, but Quinn Ewers has played at a pretty high level there. But thank you, Jay. I would want Quinn Ewers back, and I hope that Arch Manning would understand that you will get more playing time during the regular season. But Quinn Ewers is – but I don't know if Quinn Ewers is going to – it depends on what advice you get. You know, you start to ask, okay, or your representative, you can have an agent, so you can just say, hey, find out where I stand. Or even look at Mel Kiper, some of these draft boards, see what they say about you. And we don't have any word on what Quinn Ewers is going to do. And, you know, you're going to go into what is considered a very deep quarterback draft. And could that have an impact on him? You know, Carson Beck is staying at Georgia, which I think maybe surprised some people, but he's going to stay. Maybe he looked at the draft and didn't like where he was going to go, and you get another year at Georgia, improve your stock. Greg in L.A. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time caller, first-time listener. Ever since they first introduced the in-season NBA tournament, everybody's pretty much been bashing it. I actually like it, even though I'm not really much of an NBA fan. Once it got down to the semifinals and finals and everything, I was interested. I'd actually like for the tournament to be longer. Most people out here probably aren't too familiar with the FA tournament or FA trophy, the DFB Pokal, or even, the Copa del Rey. Those tournaments in European soccer have been going on for centuries or so. And those are definitely big deals.
Yeah, but the NBA has the NBA Finals. They're just trying to get interest before December. That's all. And it did. It worked. You know, I think people are curious. I think, courts being painted, I think that helped a little bit. It was something new. The uniforms, I was fine with it. I just would not be raising a banner if I'm the Lakers. That's all. I think they were probably on orders from high above. The commissioner, not high above, I'm just talking about the commissioner, saying, you will celebrate this. I think you're really going to celebrate it. Right, LeBron? Yeah, Paul?
Some people are suggesting, when the Clippers play, they cover up all the Lakers banners. They have, drape cloths that cover everything. They do this for every game. What if you left the in-season tournament banner? That's what someone on social media said. Leave the Lakers in-season tournament banner uncovered. Have a little fun with it. I don't know if the Clippers can make fun of the Lakers, but it'd be funny.
Yes, Marvin.
They don't have even an in-season banner to even make fun of, so they
Well, there's only one in-season tournament so far.
Oh, yeah, true. The Clippers should just put up their selfies like they normally do. All right, so anyway, Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
He was the real winner because the in-season tournament made somebody like a star on a national level to where if it was just the regular season, all right, this guy's putting up good numbers, much like Shea last year, but now he was on a big stage against a bunch of really high-end teams and perform. So I think it did what it was set out to do.
Yes, Todd.
How do you keep something that's new or curiosity from just being a fad? And then in the next year or two, the average fan is like, oh, I've seen that. It's whatever. That was interesting the first time around. I can't get excited about this over and over again, this in-season tournament thing.
Well, it's still, if it's good basketball and if there's elimination there. So I don't know if it's a fad. I just think it was trying to draw interest before Christmas because that's usually where the NBA starts for a lot of people, at least viewing patterns. It's Christmas. But I mean, I watched it, but I have to watch it. People who may not care about the NBA or care about this time in the NBA, but their numbers were up and they got the marketing team did a really good job in telling us that this was sometimes somebody has to tell you, oh, you have to watch that. Oh, that's really important. Oh, it is? What's it mean? Oh, no. It's this. It's the end. You can win a championship. If it had something to do with the postseason, and that's what I'm curious what the NBA does. Can they grow this with the importance of what it means to win that and what it could mean come postseason time? Although this, I don't want it to be like Fox when they had the All-Star game. And if the American League won, then the representative in the World Series got home field advantage. I didn't like that, but that was Fox saying to baseball, can we dress this up? Because nobody cares about the All-Star game. More phone calls coming up. Our good buddy Ross Tucker stops by. Hope you'll stay with us hour two.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.